Articles by Fearlessly Courageous from the desk of Dennis Piller. The miracle of a new year. Are you living your purpose? The world is looking fundamentally for three big buckets: peace, money, and purpose. If you ask the world, they would tell you that the three things you need in life are someone to love and be loved. Feeling like you belong is at the core of human existence. Two, something to do. Three, something to look forward to. I believe the world is looking for a miracle. People and believers are looking for miracles in their lives. He was, he is, and we are to be like him. He is, and so we can be. Each of us is a miracle waiting to happen. But we don't spend much time thinking about that, do we? But life just isn't about looking for the silver lining. It can't just be about how good could it be for me down the road. We're miracles in whatever position we're in. We must begin to see differently. We need to listen to what God says we are and see what God sees in us. We were born again. We were nothing, and he created us to be his children. We were estranged from him, but he called us home. We were broken, and he gave us a new heart and a new spirit so we could commune with him, eat with him, sit with him, and along the way become like him. That's a miracle. That is a supernatural event that only the Holy Spirit can do within us. So how do we move that forward? How can we live more, give more, and love more going into a new year? We are each created as a miracle to explode into our universe, to be life changers and miracle makers in Christ. I wonder, how much love does it take to make a miracle? How much love did Father God give to us when he offered up his son to die the most unimaginable death that humankind knows? Love is the miracle that holds all the universe together. Acts 3:16, and his name, by faith in his name, has made this man strong whom you see and know. And the faith that is through Jesus has given the man this perfect health in the presence of you all. John 14:12. Truly, truly, I say to you, whoever believes in me will also do the works that I do, and greater works than these will he do, because I'm going to the Father. Mark 16:20. And they went out and preached everywhere while the Lord worked with them and confirmed the message by accompanying signs, miracles. 2 Timothy 1:6, for this reason I remind you to fan into flame the gift of God, which is in you through the laying on of my hands. What are you excited about in your life? Exactly. Speak it out. Do you have a concrete, intentional plan for walking into this new year? Or are you on auto-renewal for the same thing as last year? Have you asked God what flame you're supposed to be fanning? What miracle you are to be praying for, planning for, believing for? 1 Corinthians 12:8. For to one is given through the Spirit the utterance of wisdom, and to another, the utterance of knowledge according to the same Spirit. To another, faith by the same Spirit. To another, gifts of healing by the one Spirit. To another, the working of miracles. To another, prophecy. To another, the ability to distinguish between spirits. To another, various kinds of tongues. To another, the interpretation of tongues. Every one of these gifts is a miracle. The Holy Spirit within us is a miracle. Coincidental miracles? I don't think so. Each of these carries a God purpose to make it your eternal legacy. Finally, Philippians 2, verse 1 through 8. If then there is any encouragement in Christ, any consolation from love, any sharing in the Spirit, any compassion and sympathy, make my joy complete. Be of the same mind, having the same love, being in full accord and of one mind. Do nothing from selfish ambition or conceit, but in humility regard others as better than yourselves. Let each of you look not to your own interest, but to the interest of others. Let the same mind be in you that was in Christ Jesus, who, though he was in the form of God, did not regard equality with God as something to be exploited, but emptied himself, taking the form of a slave, being born in human likeness, and being found in human form, he humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. Don't get caught up in all the doing, but in being, which is God's purpose for you. Your purpose is what God has shaped you to be. When we understand God in us, it will prepare us to pursue God's vision for our life. You are a miracle. Act like it. Live like it. The purpose of my life is knowing and living in the miracle God gave me, eternal life. I heard someone say the purpose of my life is to know God and to hear his voice so I can live a life of servanthood and obedience. Then I will be a God-defined person and a non-anxious presence in every situation. Are you living your purpose? I pray that you think on these things deeply and make it a Jesus-filled day.